Hello, everyone, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So happy to have you here. As always, my name is Carly Aquilino. I'm your host. We got a bunch of emails that you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com that we're going to get to. A bunch of things I want to chit chat with my girls about. You know me, I love just sitting and chit chatting with my girls. That's what we do over here because we love to yap and we love to overshare and we love to talk. Okay. I can't help it. It is what it is. I said something the other day in the elevator to a man that I have been cringing. Okay. I've been clenching my butt cheeks thinking about this, that I said this and I don't know why I said it. And it was like something that I said in an elevator. So I couldn't redeem myself and the doors just opened up. And then I walked out and I went, "Ooh, that was rough." I had gotten into the elevator with this guy who I saw at the grocery store. And I had a huge bag of stuff, like a big bagoo of like groceries, whatever. And he had one thing that he was holding. And I, of course, can't be anywhere with anyone without chit-chatting. So I said, "Oh, like, girl, why did I even say this in the first place? I just needed to talk to someone. I can't see someone throughout the day and not talk to them." So I said, "Oh, like, I went in for one thing and now look at all this stuff I got. Like, I have a whole big bag," whatever. I said something like that. And he goes, "Yeah, I've gotten really good at it. I just know what I want. I go right in, I get it. And then I go to register." And I'm like, "Haha." I go, "Girl, why did I say this?" I go, "Well, I'm a woman." Ding, doors open up and I walked out. I went, "I'm a woman. What? Not me taking women back. Centuries, decades. Well, I'm a woman. You know us, huh?" And I walked out and the second I stepped out of the elevator, I went, what was that? I'm a woman?" He goes, "Okay, girl. All right." Oh boy. I'm very excited. I'm this week, guess what? I'm starting to move my stuff out of my storage unit and new stuff in the storage unit, which means I'm switching over my summer and winter clothes because God forbid I have closet space to hold everything. But I swear there's something about packing up those jackets, putting those jackets in a bag, girl. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And then I go to my storage unit, and which is literally full of halter tops and mini skirts. What do you have a storage unit for? Oh, it's just pretty much to hold on my halter tops in the winter. I am so excited. But what's annoying is, guys, I'm dreading it. This is when it would actually, if anyone knows a man in New York City that has a truck or just some type of a vehicle, doesn't even have to be a truck. As long as it can fit a lot of stuff, please tell me. And I'm not kidding, because we got to make some trips and I hate doing it by myself. Oh my God. Cause everything's so heavy. I got to call an Uber. I got to put it in the Uber. I got to take it out of the Uber. And then the Uber hates that, by the way. When you have stuff, they're like, "Ugh, I don't know why." I'm like, "It's not, what do you have to do with the whole thing?" But they hate it, or at least they make me feel like they do. And then I don't know if you've ever been to a storage unit facility, but they're probably the scariest places on earth. It feels like there's ghosts in there. I don't know why, but it's like those, oh, I'm getting the chills even just thinking about it. You know those places where you walk, when you turn the corner and start to walk down the hallway, then the lights go on like one by one by one. I'm like, this is so haunted. It's a haunted Home Depot. That's the kind of vibe it gives. It's a haunted garage. So I would love if anyone knows a guy that can help me lug all of my shit there, and I'll give him something. I don't know what I'll give him. He can have Stanley, you know? No, he can never have Stanley. You're my baby. I love this little fella. I saw a funny meme the other day that was like, yeah, I'm sure having a kid is hard, but have you ever been about to fall asleep and you just hear your cat eating plastic? I'm like, the way that somehow happens to me every single night. And my stuff, I'm really smart before I go to bed. I'm like, oh, this is going to get knocked on the floor. Got to move this. Oh, got to put this in the cabinet. Otherwise it's going to end up on the floor. It's going to wake me up. He's going to knock it over, blah, blah, blah. But somehow it came in handy the other day. I lost an earring and I couldn't find it. And I was losing my mind. And I'm like, you know what? Stanley's going to find it. because anything new that comes into the house or anything that's not where it usually is or where it's supposed to be, he's going to find it and he's going to be knocking it around. Sure enough, middle of the night, I hear, he's playing with something on the ground. And I went, oh my God, is that my earring? And it was, that's my baby boy. He got a special churu treat for that. Anyway, you guys, I'm very excited. I'm just happy to be here. You know, God, what are we going to do in the summer? I'm going to get a tan. I don't care. I'm going to get a tan, not too tan because then that's bad. And then everybody yells at me because they were like, that's so dangerous. But God, I love it. Anyway, I'm yapping as usual. Okay, you guys, just a quick word from our friends this week. Secret Keepers Club is brought to you by Osea. The moms in your life deserve a spa day. Whether it's your mom, a pet mom, a plant mom, or a mom-like figure, treat them with the best with Osea skin and body care. Osea's Mega Moisture Duo is the best. It's a value pack of two amazing moisturizers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, both with Osea's signature citrusy scent. You guys, I just finished my body lotion from Osea. It is the most refreshing, beautiful, light, non-greasy thing I've ever used. I went through a full bottle of it. Okay. Oh my God. I just love it so much. And I will always be a returning customer to Osea. It's just the most beautiful stuff. While Osea is going to make the skin look and feel incredible, skincare also has huge benefits for your mental health. Give the gift of great skin and a super relaxing experience with Osea. Treat mom to everyday spa experience that she deserves with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SECRET at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SECRET for 10% off. Let's chit chat quick about Nutrafol. Hair thinning can be really complicated. Chances are it's not just about your hair. It's a reflection of your overall health. To combat it, you need a whole body approach. Luckily, Nutrafol has your back. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol targets underlying causes of shedding like stress, hormone changes, and nutrient gaps with multiple formulas available for different needs. Take the hair wellness quiz to get your personalized plan. I have been taking Nutrafol forever. Again, this is something that I'll never stop taking. Take it in the morning, boom, and I'm done. And my hair grows and I can't stop going getting haircuts. Because it feels like every time I get one, I turn around and guess what? My hair is long. My hair is really long again. And I got to get a trim. So we love to see it. Get ready to see results within 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code SECRET. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code SECRET. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code SECRET. Let's get to these emails. This one says, my man has a gua sha and dirty sheets. Okay. I know what this is sounding like already. Hey, Carly, Robin, Sam. I'm writing on behalf of my cousin. She's been dating a man for a couple of months. They went on 7 dates. The other night, she went to his house for an adult slumber party. Sexy, I know. And two things. One, his sheets were dirty with pet paw prints and fur, in parentheses, gross. Ugh. And he has 2 dogs and 2 cats. I do love an animal lover. Second, and the most important that she needs advice on, she went to go into his hall bathroom. He has 2 bathrooms. How luxurious. Wow. I know this guy doesn't live in New York City because he would be, what is that, a billionaire? If you have 2 bathrooms, woo. One of my apartments, it wasn't in a great spot, but I rented it because it had 2 bathrooms. I'm like, God, if anyone ever comes over, they're going to be so impressed that they have their own bathroom. And my mom would go, you know, the 2 bathrooms is really nice. And it really was. Anyway. She says, in the hall bathroom, she saw the following. A gua sha, a Claudalie skincare, and I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Claudalie skincare products, Amika hair products, etc. Very much products for the girlies. Yeah, I would say so. she casually brought it up to him by saying, oh, you got a lot of girl products in there, huh? And he responded by saying, yeah, my mom decorated it. Our question to you, should she bring this up to him? Does he have a secret girlfriend? Is this normal for men in their 30s with their own house? Thanks so much. Kiss you right on the lips. Okay. First of all, your mom decorating doesn't mean your mom buying hair and makeup products and gua shas and putting them in the bathroom. That's not decoration. That's like toiletries. So I'm going to call bullshit on that one. He panicked. He said he thought about a girl. He thought about it. He said, yeah, my mom, because he had to think of a woman. My mom did that. Yeah. Okay, sure. That's number one. Number two, do I think it's impossible that a man with no, that's not tethered to anybody would have these products in their house? I don't know if it's impossible. It's improbable, especially, and I would say it's impossible if he's a guy that doesn't even take care of his sheets. You know what I mean? Like maybe a guy that has his stuff together and he's like, oh, let me just grab some things if, you know, my girl wants to come over or whatever. Like, I guess I've personally never experienced it, but this, he has paw prints on his bed sheets. So I'm going to go ahead and say he's seeing someone, in my opinion. And yes, I would. Here's the thing. We could play the long game with this. We could leave some of our stuff in that bathroom, right? Or we can just straight up go, listen, there's something that's not sitting right with me about you having not only products, but expensive products. Like this is Sephora level. This isn't, I ran to the, you know, oh, I just ran to the Rite Aid or I went to the Walgreens. No. This is from an Ulta. Okay. This is from a Sephora. So you weren't, your mom just wasn't, oh, let me just stock up in case you got, what mom would do that? Hey, in case you're ever banging a girl and she wants to stay here and get ready, I got her some hair stuff and some skincare. Thanks, mom. Okay, cool. It's not, there's just no way. He could have, and he should have, if this was the case, said, oh, that's my ex's. She must've left stuff in there. I'm sorry. I never check in that bathroom because I just don't think to, you know, he could have said something like that, but there's something, it's giving my girlfriend lives in another town or city or something like that. We can figure it out. If you just send me a little info, give me the basics, you know, give me the Instagram handle or whatever. I could sniff around. I'm so good at that stuff, girl. The thing, I like crack cases. Honestly, everyone that I know is like, girl, you should honestly be in the CIA. And I should. Maybe they'll hire me if I give them a resume of just like things I've uncovered. But yeah, there's something fishy about it. And I would just say to him, like, it's not sitting right with me. It's something going on. It feels weird that you would have this stuff in your house. That's all. No, it is not normal at all. Okay. Let's see. Nervous about my first time traveling overseas. Hi, Carly and the two sweet baby kitties. You already know I love you so much, so I'll skip the whole spiel. Oh, thank you. I love you too. But I'm reaching out because I'm nervous as fuck about traveling out of the US for the first time. I'm a sculptor. Oh, cool. I dated a sculptor. He had rabies. It's kind of crazy, right? I was like, I've never met anybody. Like, I thought rabies, you 100%, like there was 100% death rate. And he was like, yeah, once you get symptoms, but he took care of it before he had symptoms. Girl, I damn near fell in love with this man when he was telling me about how he had rabies. I don't even remember how it happened. He was like traveling. He got bit by a monkey or like a squirrel or something like in Colombia. I swear to God, I love that guy. Anywho, that's cool that you're a sculptor. She says, I'm studying abroad in Italy for a month. I've traveled a lot out of the US and I've never been to a place so far from home and where no one speaks the same language as me. Do you have any advice for a first time foreign traveler and maybe some good recommendations in Italy? I'll be in Florence. Oh my God, I love Florence, Rome and Venice. How cool is that? She says, thanks for reading this. Thanks for bringing good energy. Oh, thank you. And Relationships and dating is hard, especially for women. So thank you for your service. Cat picture is below. Let me see. Stop. Do they snuggle like that all the time? Stop. Girl, why are these cats so cute to me? Because they're snuggling with their arms around each other. Okay. And they look like a little yin yang. Because one of them's black and white and the other one's like tortie and white. Cute. And then she says, oh, cute. Okay. We have a boyfriend picture too. This is me and my man. He was the maintenance guy at my apartment complex. Stop. I'm dying at this. He came over to fix my oven and he ended up asking me out. Now we're in a renovation business together 2 years later. Also for the girlies, he was god awful at texting and loved phone calls. I thought it was weird, but I went with it. And it's true. Some guys really aren't texters. He made effort to call me. So I think you got to feel it out and see if he makes the effort in another way than you're used to. Oh, absolutely. I love a guy that's not a texter, but he's a caller. Please. I love talking on the phone. You get me started yapping. I'm not getting off the damn phone. It's almost like a guarantee that the guy won't like me anymore, though, if he calls me, because I'm just going to be yapping away. Anywho, you're going to have so much fun in Italy. Something I'll say is in Florence, Rome, and Venice, I'm going to imagine that they're going to speak English, at least the basic English. I'm not saying like, oh, that's like, just depend on that. But I will say that's what the situation is going to be. They're very touristy cities. And, you know, even if you were going somewhere remote, it's always shocking to me. And it's amazing to me how many people actually speak English. It makes me feel very like dumb and silly as an American, because they just like know the basics of English everywhere you go. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that like we make a lot of media, whether it's music or TV shows that they watch and stuff like that. So they kind of have it in the back of their head forever, but I wouldn't worry about the language barrier. I would say learn the basics. Please, thank you, hello, goodbye. How much is this? I need help. You know, can you help me with this? Some, you know, things along those lines. Very, very basic. You don't need to be conversational. That takes a long time to learn and you'll pick things up as you go along. But, you know, learn how to like exchange pleasantries. The first thing I learn if I'm ever traveling outside of the country is how to say, I don't speak this language. I speak English. Because if you say that in their language, I feel like it's like very polite and it's a courtesy to say like, listen, I love what we're doing here, but I don't speak this. And can you please, if you do speak English, can you please help me? But learn the very basics. You'll get by with that. And God, Florence is so beautiful, girl. You're going to eat truffles. They love truffles over there in Florence. Whatever the hell those are expensive, fancy mushrooms, I'm pretty sure. And you're going to drink the best wine. I did go to a lot of great places when I was in Florence, but God, I wish I could remember the names of them. I might have them saved. If I do, I'll say it on the next episode. I might have them saved somewhere. Other than that, you know, just as usual, be as safe as possible. You know, if you're walking around at night, make sure you're with somebody, make sure you know where you're at. Don't, if you go out to dinner or if you go out with your friends, don't get too drunk where you don't know where you are when you're coming home. Just like the very, you know, the usual stuff that you would do in any city. I think that you're going to get there and you're going to go, oh, it's not that different, you know? Oh, it's going to be great. I'm so jealous. That's so much fun. And it's going to fly by. So enjoy it, you know, as much as you can. It's going to be great. Let's see. This one says, most embarrassing story ever. Oh my God. Hi, Carly and the handsome kitty babies. Just want to say how much I love the potty and how much I love you. You crack me up. Oh, thank you. Please come to Buffalo soon. I would love to see you. I love Buffalo. I have the most embarrassing story that happened to me, that happened to my husband, in parentheses. He gave me permission to share. We can call him Jason. Okay. Jason is naturally super introverted and had always put himself in, I'm sorry, and had to always put himself into uncomfortable situations in order to pursue dating anyone. When he was in college, he started dating this girl. Let's call her Jamie. Jason and Jamie dated for a couple of months and made plans to see each other when they were home for Christmas break. Jason drove almost 4 hours one way to see her and meet her family. Oh, serious. And spend a couple nights there. He was super nervous and uncomfortable, as these situations can often make people feel. To make matters worse, Jamie wasn't very accommodating and her family was even a little cold to him. Oh my God, that's so sad. Anyway, the last night he was there, she had a New Year's party and invited a bunch of her friends over to hang out in the basement of her parents' house. Her family is super religious, so no drinking or anything happening. Jason didn't do much socializing and Jamie and her friends pretty much ignored him the whole night. Oh my God, this is so sad. A few hours in, Jason was sitting on the couch and Jamie and a couple of her friends were there. In an attempt to be cute and playful with her, he reached out and squeezed one of her toes for a few seconds. Based on the reaction, he quickly realized the toes weren't Jamie's, but rather her male friends. Needless to say, Jason was mortified and still considers this the most embarrassing moment of his life. Also, Jamie broke up with him promptly after this trip from hell. Oh my God, good. She didn't deserve him anyway. Honestly, her loss, and thanks, girl, for making my future husband and my baby daddy available for me to meet a few months later. We've been together almost 9 years now, married for 1.5, and have a 6-month-old daughter. How cute. And he's truly the best husband and father in the world. Picture of us attached. Oh my God, how cute. Anyway, I just figure you would get a kick out of this story. I want the girlies to remember when they ever feel embarrassed. Just think of him squeezing a guy's toes. Oh my God. Oh, you guys are so freaking cute. Stop this baby. Oh my God. And the baby is by a half a dozen donuts and it says happy half dozen. How cute is this? Stop. I love it. That's so funny. That is so embarrassing, because how do you come back from that? You just go, oh, sorry, I squeezed your tootsies. Let's see. This one says, I am so embarrassed. Hi, Carly and the cute little kitty cats. I just want you to know I look forward to this podcast every week and it makes me laugh out loud like an idiot. I'm writing in because I have a story about my boyfriend that is so embarrassing. I have to finally let it out. This one is really something. Oh God. So here it goes. Last year, my boyfriend had hemis, aka the roids, at first, and he didn't know what it was and was terrified. I had to explain to him what was happening I assured him that it was hemis, but I urged him to make an appointment with the doctor. He actually listened and made the appointment. Great. Well, I get home from work that day and I asked him how his appointment went. This man, Carly, said, yeah, she confirmed that it's hemis. Oh, and I had her take a picture. I had her take a picture of them for me because I wanted to see what they looked like. Girl, no. I'm sorry, what? You asked the doctor to take a picture of your butthole? Carly, stop. I'm in my closet right now shaking and hiding because I'm reliving this moment. So he casually said, yeah, I asked her to take the picture and I said my girlfriend wouldn't take the picture for me. The doctor said, yeah, I can't imagine that she would. I don't think my husband would do that for me. Girl, I'm sweating. She says, no, stop, because guess what? He flips the phone to me after saying that and he shows me the picture of his butthole. I'm completely shocked, but I can't look away. One, he saved the picture like a trophy. And two, he made this poor doctor use the zoom up function to zoom into his butthole. No way. Well, guess what? It gets worse. So I'm standing there looking at the picture in complete shock. And I saw something. I asked him, what the hell is that white thing? Because at that point, I just gave up and I'm now worried that I see something in the picture. He said, oh, I saw that too. I asked the doctor. No. I asked the doctor and she told me that it was just toilet paper. Girl, I can't. Girl, the fact that you saw it. I gotta hit my vape. Hold on. Why do you do that? Girl, please. She says, I know how much you like pictures of everything, but don't worry. I didn't send this one. Oh, thank you. I did attach pictures of my cute little baby boys to cleanse this email. I have to move out of the state. I'm not okay. This still haunts me. Please send help. I love you. Oh my God. Her cat is so cute. Oh my God. And your dog is so cute. She has like a Pomeranian and a fluffy cat. Girl, I can't. Girl, I can't with the, I'm dizzy. Because why did he, first of all, why did the doctor do it? I would have said, sir, I went to medical school. Okay. Why didn't you just tell him like to look at it in a mirror, to hold a mirror down there and just look at it? What are we doing, babe? You did a photo shoot at the colonoscopy? Not him doing a photo shoot at the proctologist. I am crying. My goodness. No, I would never look at him the same way, but it's also like, there's something sweet about it. I'm sorry, but there's something sweet about it because it's like, oh, he just doesn't get it. Right? Okay. This one says MILF Manor. Oh my God. Hi, Carly, longtime listener. I'm one of your quote, not a girl, but always a girly trans male listeners. Oh, cute. Hi. Loud and proud. Anyway, just saw this ad for a new TLC show that I had to share with you because it felt very Carly coded. It's called MILF Manor. Here's a picture of the ad attached. Would love to see your thoughts. Will you be tuning in? And here are some pictures of my cats. Let's see. Let me see the ad for this. Twist reveal, meet the men and their dads who are competing for the same women's hearts. Oh my God. Now, when is that going to come out? I have to check on Hulu because maybe it's already on. So it's a guy and his dad and they're fighting for the same women. Stop. It's too good. This is something that I would make up in my head. I can't believe this is going to be on TV. Wow. This guy is hot. Who's this one that looks like Alexander Skarsgård? And his dad's kind of got it going on too. Like, I wouldn't know who to pick. Wow, all the guys and their dads are cute. Uh-oh. This is juicy. I'm definitely going to watch it. Wow, and you have a Sphinx cat, special cat. Not you holding its little paw. Me and my friend were walking the other day, and there was this apartment that was street level, and there was a Sphinx cat in the window. And I said, oh my God, look, it's a Sphinx. I love these types of cats. A Sphinx, for those of you that don't know, they're the ones that have no hair. My friend's like, stop. I thought that was a chicken. It does look like a chicken. The white ones really do look like raw chicken. And then you have another. Oh my God, your cats are so cute. I love them. My favorite thing about Sphinx and why I would really thrive as a Sphinx owner is that, girl, they have to wear outfits because they get too cold. You have to put like t-shirts on them and sweaters on them. Stop. I would have my Sphinx would have its own little closet. Secret Keepers Club is brought to you by BetterHelp. When's the last time you really celebrated a win? Therapy can help not let those moments of celebration pass you by. BetterHelp's online therapy helps empower you and teaches you to set boundaries and helps you learn positive coping skills. I think this is a really interesting thing too, where like when things are great and things are good, we kind of go, oh my God, like what's going to happen? Is this going to be bad? Or you just kind of always think the worst. And I'm guilty of that too. So it really is nice to have like coping skills and coping mechanisms that can help you get through all things in life, whether they're good or bad. I love that BetterHelp is 100% online. It is so easy to plan sessions around a busy schedule. You can do therapy from your couch or on the go. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/secretkeepers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/secretkeepers. Let's see. This one says, open me. Okay. Hi, Carly, Robert, and Stanley. This email has been a long time coming. I wanted to start off by saying that you're a fucking queen. Oh, thank you so much. I saw somebody randomly post about the potty on Instagram a few months ago, and I got addicted to it and listened to all the episodes from 2021. Oh, thank you so much. She says, first off, okay, wait. She says, there have been many times I wanted to write in, but I'm finally getting around to it. So apologies if this is long. First off, I'll admit I fart a lot. Okay, girl. And I love that. There's nothing wrong with it. You got to let it out. Okay. I'm standing in solidarity with my girlies. All my friends know it and they're used to it. And sorry, but I'm an IBS girly, so I can't hold things in. But if I'm around a guy, I feel like I pretend I've never farted in my whole entire life. Meanwhile, I'm dying inside to let them loose. So why did the most embarrassing thing happen to me? Long story short, I met a guy in college who was an exchange student from Sydney, Australia. All right. who I used to hook up with and kept in touch with forever. And the last 7 years since he left. And then about 2 years ago, he moved to New York City. He has a girlfriend. Later, I find out they broke up and yada, yada. And eventually plans were made for me to come spend the weekend in New York with him. Sounds like a dream come true, right? Well, he decides to wake me up by wanting to have some morning sex. Oh no. On my first morning there. And as I've said, I have an IBS. So I hadn't even gotten a chance to use the bathroom yet. And we're banking and I toot. No, we were making eye contact and everything. So there was no way to play it off. I immediately said, I'm sorry. And he was like, it's fine. But we just kept going and it happened more times that weekend. Oh God. But I still think about it at least once a week and cringe. Oh my God. Let's see. I know you want to see a picture of him. So I attached one of us from the trip and now he has a new girlfriend and I'm kind of glad I farted on him. Also, side note, the episode where you were talking about how people rent bikes in New York City. Why did this man force me? Oh my God. To bike from the Empire State Building and through Central Park. Oh my God. It was so mortifying because I was wearing a crop top and no bra and my boobs kept coming out. Oh my God, girl. I was out of breath trying to keep up with him. I'm 5'3 and he's 6'4. I almost ran into about a million people. That is humiliating because, first of all, here's the thing. If you are trying to think like, oh, this is a cute date, we're going to go for a bike ride, you can't act like it's a race. You can't be like, oh, keep up with me. No, I thought this was going to be cute. Whatever happened to us going to get drinks? Because now I feel like I'm in the Tour de France and my whoopee popped out of my shirt in Central Park. And I don't think anybody asked for that. Okay. It really is the worst when you have a cute outfit planned and then you go and do something that the outfit's not equipped for. I remember once this guy was like, oh, I planned a cute date for us. And it was over the summer. And I wore a skirt and a tank top. And we were going mini golfing, which seems fine, right? Until you have to bend over to get the ball, girl. The way that everybody over at, you know, whatever it's called, putt golf over there in the city, girl, they saw my freaking choochie. And I couldn't help it. I'm like, listen, I don't know what to tell you. He saw my butt. There was nothing I could do about it. To be fair, I don't really ever wear a skirt without wearing like full underwear on underneath it or even shorts, but it was still too much. Don't surprise me on what we're doing on the date. Tell me where we're going so I know what to wear. Let's see. Oh, he's cute. Oh, you guys like did the full tourist situation. Empire State Building, Central Park. I love that he planned these things for you when you came to visit. She says, oh my God, this is after having afternoon tea at the Plaza Hotel. I did that once for my birthday. It was the most fancy, beautiful, gorgeous thing. I highly recommend it. And there's a afternoon tea also at Bergdorf in the city that I've taken my mom to a few times. And the first time I took her there, she cried. She was like, everything is just so fancy. It's so beautiful, gorgeous. And we were, you know, like afternoon tea, they give you a bunch of little sandwiches and like pastries and stuff like that, like little bite-sized stuff. And it's very fancy. It's very cute. And we had gotten the like sandwiches and stuff. They give you this like big, beautiful tray. And I ate one. And my mom's like, what are you doing? You got to slow down. I want this to make it last. She's taking little baby bites like a mouse. I was like, Mom, I'm starving. I got to eat the sandwiches. I don't know what to tell you. But that is such a fun day. She says, so all this to say, I decided to take your advice and start dating as I just turned 30 in January. I decided to get on the apps and give guys a chance that I normally wouldn't go for. I went on a first date with this guy and we got pho and it was fine, but nothing special. Immediately after the date, he already asked me out again. So I planned to see him the next week for drinks. Again, everything was fine until he got some drinks in him and decided to come sit next to me on my side of the booth. He kept making comments like, you play with your hair a lot. Does that mean you're flirting with me? In parentheses, I truly play with my hair a lot. It's just a habit. Or he would stare into my eyes and be like, I like eye contact, and ask me what type of foreplay I liked. Oh, there you go. You lost me. I got to go to the bathroom and you'll never see me again. Like, sir, I don't even know you. He went in for the kiss, which wasn't bad. But again, I just wasn't into it. And he even commented, you're supposed to lean into me. Ugh, this guy's a fucking creep. He kissed me again and then walked me to my car after. And I was like, yep, he's not for me. And normally I would just ghost a guy, but I'm 30 and I felt like I should have a little decorum. So I tell him I just want to be friends and I don't want to see him. And the day after, he asked if I want to watch a movie with him. See text messages below. So she says, okay. So at first she says, I think we would be better off as friends. I hope you understand. And he says, may I ask what happened that turned you off? She says, it was nothing bad. It just felt more like a friend dynamic. He said, no, I refuse. When I see you, it's on. We still got to figure out where your favorite spot is to be touched. Ugh.
Girl, I'll throw up.
It's giving like, oh, sir, you thought that I didn't want to hang out with you because I want to have sex with you so bad? What? What is, you want to know what I said to my friend the other day? I said, I would love to have the confidence of like a mediocre, regular fucking guy. The confidence, the blind confidence of just going, oh, she doesn't want to see me because we didn't have sex yet. Oh, we got to have sex then. No, sir. That's not what that is. Because that's not why girls don't want to hang out. Oh my God. I just got the heebie-jeebies from this. She said, I blocked him after that message because yuck. So now I'm just scared to go on another date. I love you so much. I don't have a cat, but here's my pit bull. How cute. Let me see. Oh my God. This pit bull is, girl, this is the biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. He looks like a big, cute stuffed animal. He's so adorable. Girl, this is the biggest dog I've ever seen. How cute. Oh my God. No, this guy is a creep. You got to like, sometimes you got to filter them out beforehand, right? And just chit chat, do the chit chat thing before. And even like, if you're not feeling it with a guy, I don't see the harm in when you get home from your date, just being like, hey, this, you know, thank you so much again. That was really fun, but I'm just not seeing anything. You know, if he asks you to hang out again, I think it's okay to just go, yeah, I'm just not seeing a future and I'm trying to focus on something a little bit more serious. I don't, you know, there's a nice way to do it. Even though if a guy ever felt that way about me, I would rather him not tell me. And I just want to think that he passed away. Like, I don't want anyone telling me, hey, I don't like you. Because why would you say that? Why would you say that to me? That hurts my fucking feelings. Hey, this isn't what I'm looking for. Okay. Well, what are you looking for? Someone that's boring and not, and doesn't have little halter tops and little shoes. I just would rather think that you got arrested or you went to jail or you died or something, you know, like you're in the hospital. He probably passed away. It's okay. Personally, I would prefer to think that because I don't want to know. You'll be fine, though. I think it's one of those things I was saying to my friend, like, it's a numbers game, kind of, like, especially if you're online dating, like, you talk to X amount of guys, and then however many aren't flaky and actually plan a date, and then you even like getting through like the chit chat phase of texting each other and like, oh, is this guy a fucking weirdo? Like, I don't know. You got to feel him out. You have to see, you have to just like kind of see how they are. And then after all that, so that takes away a lot of them. And then after all that, you go on a date and then you see if you like him or not. It's just like a numbers game. It's like for every, you know, for every bad one, there's a good one. But, you know, sometimes you just go on a streak where you're like, Jesus Christ. I have a crazy story that happened to one of my friends, but I don't want to share it unless I, you know, ask her permission. But something crazy happened to one of my friends and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Let's see. This one says boyfriend Stanley. Girl, this isn't a question, but I just cracked up driving down the road, picturing Stanley standing on his two back feet, holding your 64 ounce stainless steel water bottle and carrying it to you from across the room. Please, I wish he would do that for once. You know, maybe I could get, I don't know. We have to find a way that he could bring me water or coffee or something. This one says one arm man. Carly, I just pissed myself driving to work listening to this episode. I had to clean the mascara off my face from crying. How did you not notice that man had one arm? I can't deal with you. Girl, I don't know how I didn't notice. I mean, how did I not notice? That was like the whole thing with me. I'm like, I don't care. But the fact that I didn't notice that, and it's the way I've been like describing it, where it's like, what if he was like holding a knife? And I just never saw it because I never noticed. I never checked. I got to be more careful. I have to be more aware of my surroundings. The other night I was out with my friends and there was this cute guy and he said to me, do you have a boyfriend? And I literally walked away and he was really cute. And my friends go, what is the matter with you? Why would you walk away from him? I go, what? Why'd you walk away from that guy? He just said, do you have a boyfriend? I was like, I have no idea. I didn't hear him say that. Please, I'm on a whole nother planet. That email that I read in the beginning of the episode just popped up about the guy with the gua sha. I also do want to say, like, listen, this is, and I'm just going back to this email because it just, I forgot to address this one part of it where she said his sheets are dirty with paw prints and fur. Girl, I don't care how many animals you have. You got to take care of your bed. You got to take care of your bed. My sheets are clean. I have two fluffy, fluffy cats. Okay. They shed, especially Stanley for some reason. I mean, I swear to God, you pet him and then you have a whole bunch of hair on your hand. Like, you got to take care of it. My sheets are always clean. There's never anything like in the bed. Like, oh my God. And I have my favorite thing that I ever bought, that lint roller mop, that it's a mop with a big lint roller at the bottom of it. And girl, I always boop, 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 do a quick once over on my sheets to make sure. Because hell no. I remember when we did Girl Code Live, which was like a talk show. It was me, Awkwafina, and Nessa. And we hosted it and we would have like people, you know, we would have like guests come in and we also would have people that like went viral on the internet. And there was this girl who told this story about how she went to the OBGYN because she was having really bad cramps. And the OBGYN was like, you have, girl, this is freaking crazy. You have like something attached to your IUD. And it was because she always slept naked and she had like so much cat fur on her bed that it ended up getting somehow wrapped in the IUD and had to obviously get it removed. And she was like, yeah, I just like never thought about it. Like I just would just sleep naked. And I was like, girl, I didn't even know that that could happen. But I remember that story blowing us all away. Anyway, that's very, you know, very serious thing. God, so many emails about the hit clips. I wonder if we have, let me see. I wonder if we have any fuck, marry, kills there. No. Let's read this one though. This says sister problems. Hi, Carly and the kitty cats. I love the podcast and I must know when you'll have a New York City show. I saw you years ago and you were wearing these velvet Topshop flower boots and I bought the same pair. Oh my God, I loved those boots. I wish I still had those. Where the hell are those? She says, I wear them to this day. They're the cutest boots ever. They're little velvet booties and they had embroidered flowers all over them. Oh my God. She says, anywho, I wanted to ask your opinion on my issues with my sister. We used to live together and it was fine. But after a few years, we started to fight. If something would go wrong in the apartment, like the fridge broke, sink clogged, etc., she would never help or do anything and wait for me to fix it. She also has never cleaned the bathroom in 7 years of living together. I always did. We bickered a ton. One night, my boyfriend was locked out because I had fallen asleep, so he rang the doorbell. My sister cursed him out and yelled at him for waking her up. This was their first meeting, by the way. Oh my God. Eventually, she moved out and it was so much better for my mental health, but we never spoke again. It's been about a year and a half and I'm okay with it. My parents, however, keep trying to get us to talk and I refuse. My sister has never apologized or changed her behavior. When I tell my parents this, they laugh and tell me she'll never give me one. Oh, an apology, you mean? I'm not saying I'm an angel, but I do try to take accountability if I do something. My dad tells me I'm so resentful and asks me why I hate her so much. My parents are old school and think that we should forgive family no matter what. It makes me feel crazy for having these boundaries. I really don't have to see her, but our close friend is having a Christmas party and she's going to be there. It's annoying to have to act like everything is fine. Do you think I should try to reach out as much as I don't want to, or leave it as it is? You know, I understand that parents are always going to want their kids to get along and they're going to be, you know, kind of stubborn about that, of course, but it's like, yeah, we should forgive people. It's like, how can I forgive someone that hasn't apologized to me for hurting me and for being ridiculous? So I get where you're coming from 1,000%. I think that you should just maybe reach out and say, hey, listen, like, I don't want to have any bad blood with you. I love you. I understand that we're not friends and that's okay. But I just want to let you know that I love you. And, you know, whatever you need to say to make it, to fluff it up a little bit. If you ever need me, I'm here. I don't want it to be weird when we see each other. You're my sister at the end of the day. And I don't want us to resent each other, you know, because sometimes it's like, I always say, like, I don't forgive people for them. I don't forgive people to make them feel good and make them feel better. I forgive people for me because I'm like, I don't want to carry this around. I'm done. Like, this is not my burden. I'm not letting it affect me. It affected me when it was happening and I'm not carrying that with me. So that's why I forgive people, as selfish as that sounds. So you don't deserve to have this like hanging over your head either. I would just be the bigger person and say to her, listen, whatever happened, happened. You don't have to apologize, but you just say, I know we're not besties, but you're my sister and I'm here if you need me, period. And to that, you want to know what? To that, if she responds in a negative way at all, you look like a saint. Because it's like, then you say to your parents, oh no, I reached out to her and she told me to go fuck myself. So thanks for that suggestion, guys. No, I reached out to her and I tried to make things better. And I, you know, she didn't respond to me or she said something nasty to me or whatever. It just makes you look so much better because you put the effort in, you were the bigger person. That's how I would end it. But keep us posted on that. And I love you guys. Oh, damn it. What did I press? Oh boy. I love you guys. I hope everybody has a great week. You can send in questions to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. Get your halter tops ready. Get your platform sandals ready, girls, because we're going to the beach. And I love it. I'll chat to you soon. Bye.